not a guideline, that's an outer boundary, 7 minutes. They coached me well, they hold me to that. Thank you all personally for all of your prayers and welcome and graciousness. I extend that out to all the communities I have met. And it doesn't escape me, it's meaningful to me that at this point, I have visited exactly 35 of our 70 schools. So it's really cool to reflect on that with you tonight. It's a wonderful, amazing journey getting to know the pastors, principals, faculty, staff, families, and countless supporters of this Catholic education system and its storied, remarkable institutions. And in that same time, I've also had the pleasure of visiting every truck stop and ice cream vendor along routes 275, Highway 91, 75, 32, 14, and I could go on. So by the end of October, I might be twice the superintendent than you originally hired.
Literally.
I might be twice.
The jacket's not buttoning anymore, you might notice. But may I also reiterate my appreciation to this great body of supporters in this room, to the whole Fitzgerald family for the legacy of support they've built over two generations, our hosts and organizers into the development office. Please understand also that what I report tonight is by standing on the shoulders of the entire Catholic Schools office, and what I report is only possible through their facilitation and, of course, the work of our countless educators, volunteers, and supporters in our schools. And now, what you've been all waiting for, how are we doing? How are we doing? Yeah, in summary, our Archdiocesan Catholic Schools are better equipped now than ever to lead students to grow in their discipleship, awaken the greatness of God in them, and participate in God's infinite mercy. Our students continue to outpace national and regional trends in enrollment, achievements, service, athletics, and the arts. What you have ignited, the greatness you're helping to awaken, is creating nothing less than a new normal for Catholic education in this archdiocese. A new normal. A new normal is the continual growth, again, in 2017-18, against the national declines in enrollment. It puts us again at the top of the list nationally for continual enrollment increase since 2014 and 15 out of all Catholic archdioceses and dioceses. You consider the fact that out of 176 dioceses across the United States, Omaha is now a full 1% of the entire Catholic student body in America. Wow. You've done it.
Yes, I'm done. Thank you.
Now, I will tell you, when the Omaha World Herald reports it, it's a statistically modest number. We still increased by 11, but it's there. It's there. But what you have to consider is where those increases have happened. For instance, our entry points to our Catholic system, so many new families, large enrollments coming in 7th grade, 9th grade, and particularly in our preschool, our early education centers. The Archdiocese projects that we will graduate 40 more students than we did last year, as those 1,251 young adults with their Catholic educations advance to their next steps. Another new normal, serving students and families with specific needs, is now the new normal in the Omaha Archdiocese. Did you know that only 3/4 of our nation's Catholic schools report that they serve students with special needs? In the Archdiocese of Omaha, that number is nearly 100% every year. There are students with special needs enrolled in every one of our Catholic schools. To that end, we target some of those teacher scholarships you've been hearing about toward those professionals seeking special ed endorsements and degrees to continue support for those families and children, to broaden our doors to our schools to all students, and to maximize federal resources that are available to us. And let's not forget the shining example of our nationally recognized Madonna School, which continues to herald what Catholic institutions can do to serve even our most needy children. Our academic achievement has always been the norm. That's not a new normal, that is a perennial norm in our Catholic schools. But our new norm is the significant movement toward closing achievement gaps. Even as we welcome a more diverse range of learners with a varied academic background, our ACT scores continue to rise. Our high school students have again performed at the highest levels, averaging 24.7 on their ACT scores against a state average of 21.4. And let's not forget, that state average includes our Catholic high schools and the children that had Catholic elementary educations that went into the public schools. We boost the norm across the board. This is stunning. If you're an African American student in our Catholic high schools, you can expect to score 3 points higher than the average of all African American students in the public and Catholic schools. We are pushing and achieving what other schools cannot. If you're a Latino student in our Catholic schools, you're not just higher than the state average, but you're higher than the average of your Caucasian counterparts in other schools. 23.2 is the average score for that demographic. We are closing the perennial achievement gaps in education for our high school juniors and seniors. We test a higher percentage of our students. We graduate nearly 100% of our students. Each year we strive to enroll and retain more students. Our goal will continue to shoot higher because we have hope. We have faith. We focus on the right things in our schools. God is with us. That's what you can only find in our Catholic and religious schools. Opening our doors wider, that is the new normal. Achievement, regardless of economic or family stressors, that is our new normal. You look at the pilots happening in our CUES schools and our consortium schools. Both of these systems continue to increase educational services to underserved communities or those in neighborhoods with changing demographics and less Catholic families. These schools have not only put a laser focus on achievement measures, but they are often the gateway for families who've never been a part of a Christ-centered school or even a Catholic community. Time and again, families are coming into the church as a result of their experiences in our schools, where they are encountering Christ, sometimes for the very first time. And through innovative governance and fiscal models in the CUES and the consortium schools, we continue to maximize the impact of resources, creating national models for efficiency and service delivery for educational systems. All this while still proclaiming our focus on the good news and preserving amazing centuries-old traditions of these communities. How many of you have been to the fish fry? I can't wait. Gotta get to the fish. I hear it stays with you.
And also with you.
So how are we creating this new normal? How do we create this? I'll say it again. Your contributions are the spark. They are the ignition. A wise choice of words to call it Ignite the Faith. Thank you for your help to families to scale the financial hurdles toward enrollment. Thank you for teacher scholarships to support advanced degrees. Here's a thank you from a note from a teacher that says, thank you for the Ignite the Faith funds to continue my education. It's an honor to teach at a Catholic school. I can't imagine not being able to talk about Jesus during the day. That's from one of the teachers that received that grant from you. Thank you with excellence grants, millions of dollars of facilities upgrades, tech infrastructure installations, large and small. As one principal told me the other day, very specifically, we were finally able to purchase this interactive series, and the kids are loving it. One kid said this to me, I might even like science now. That's thank you to your credit. Thank you. Thank you also for the increased reach especially to our Latino families. Over 3 years, we now have an increase of 500 new students from Spanish-speaking homes. We are up to nearly 1,600 students. As Samantha Contreras, she was a recipient of the CFS Aspiring Alumni Award for Omaha. She said, "Catholic grade school was where I not only received a great academic education, but grew stronger in my faith." Our expectation, and nearly all of our results, are about every child encountering Jesus, every child making the grade, every child launching to their next step, fully equipped in discipleship, academics, athletics, and arts. So sustaining this new normal is our next challenge. How do we install those ways of new things so that they are automatic, they're sustainable into the future? Because our new normal is the necessary to keep Catholic systems growing and spreading. Sustaining the new normal includes things like early childhood education for our professionals and student services committees, which we started this year to focus on the struggles the teachers have with expanding services under distressed resources. Coordination with our family formation efforts through our parishes to provide bridges between enrollment in our schools and engagement in our parishes. Facilitating over two-thirds of our grade schools as they install very aggressive measurement techniques to measure more clinically the impact of their instructional efforts. A new program called Madrinas, for instance, draws out volunteers and the support from our parishes and communities to sustain and continue the progress we've made inviting Latino families into our schools. Continuing tuition assistance as those families who've now come into our schools with the Welcome Grants program, now those Welcome Grants programs expire, and now it falls to the tuition assistance of those schools, benefactors like yourself. Sustaining those pieces are vital. And of course, Legislative Bill 295. Unfortunately, Nebraska is not a national leader when it comes to partnering between civic leaders and the Nebraska children in our Catholic schools. Providing the choice for Catholic families under distressed financial situations, give them the option to go to a Catholic education to grow academically, spiritually, and in Christ. Help us to do that with Legislative Bill 295. Pray for it,
yes.
And talk about it, educate. There will be a significant and powerful misinformation campaign coming at us. Be prepared for it. Educate yourself to the specifics of this bill. We have the education in our office, and the Nebraska Catholic Conference will help you. We can give you all the facts and information you need to fight off the misinformation campaign that we can anticipate this winter. But every accomplishment, every accolade, every celebrated exemplar in our Catholic schools is the direct result of the expertise, passion, dedication, and love of the professionals in our schools with our children, like the ones we have here tonight. None of this new normal will remain without recruiting, supporting, and retaining these outstanding individuals in our Catholic schools. We need to have those stories that I saw in a school just last week. The principal took me into a classroom and said, "I was a first grader in this classroom. This teacher was my teacher many years ago." Doesn't stop there. The teacher said, "Yes, I've taught in this classroom my whole career. I went to first grade in this classroom myself." That's what Catholic education is about. Your support of teachers' work through this great event and your scholarship and tuition support to sustain their work is what we know will sustain our new normal. Now, for the time that I've been delaying, sorry for my lengthy diatribe, I most anticipate this to help all of us get to know this evening's honorees a bit better. Please enjoy this brief video, and thank you so much for being here tonight.